I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 166. And today I have Rene.
He was trying not to laugh because Steve just went from like normal to radio DJ voice, and I'm just trying not to laugh as hard as I can. What's going on, guys?
I also got Charlie.
Hey, people.
And I got Alex.
Yeah, I did pick up on the radio voice too.
Hey, you know, I gotta sound a little different sometimes, right? You know,
yeah. Steve went from like, you know, cool collective Steve to NPR Steve.
hey, don't hate on NPR Steve, all right?
No, I'm not hating on NPR Steve, but it was like, oh my god, the sultry voice of Steven. Hi, welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. I just got you all wet.
I got you wet like outside.
Oh, there you go.
So what's good, dudes? What's going on? How you guys been? Let's start with Alex.
Dude, I just got back home from work or whatever right now. It took a normal ride would be half an hour. It took me almost 2 hours to get home today.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
I thought there was something wrong with the trains today.
Yeah, dude. Every number line is out.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, so because of the combination of the heat and with some kind of electrical issues, so you have to take, you know, the letter lines and just take the buses. And mind you, everyone around this time is getting out from work. So a wonderful adventure that would normally take, you know, around half an hour to get home took me almost 2 hours. And I almost was witness to a Mexican grandma having a fight with a black mom.
Nice.
And, you know, and the whole thing is half the people are yelling, you know, shut the fuck up. Everyone's trying to get home. Yo, don't start shit. This bus driver might call the cops. I was like, oh my god. Please don't let anybody yell world star right now because I just want to go home. But yeah, other than that, dude, it's been working on the comic and stuff like that. Yes. You know, and
yes, we got it. We got the script pretty much down.
Yeah, and then as you saw, I have the basic layout for one of the panels already.
Oh yeah. It looks pretty fucking cool.
Right? Doesn't it look like if it would be Burton's work desk if he really existed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but I got like a quick thing. I thought you would get a kick out of this. So the other day I was just relaxing, having a cigarette during my lunch break, right? And the construction dudes are hanging outside, you know, a couple of swole dudes or whatever. So out of nowhere, this Poindexter dude comes walking by with his girlfriend. And he notices that the bluff dudes are like right there. So, like, instinct alone or whatever, this dude fucking swoops out of nowhere to grab his girlfriend, like, to hold tight, kind of like saying, this one's mine. And, you know, mind you, they're not even paying any, they're not paying any mind whatsoever to this dude. But I see this, I'm just like, wow, insecurity level 9,000, dude.
Yo, for real.
So, you know, and I found it funny that he kind of gives like the look to like when he's kind of in a safe place, then he kind of lets it go, like, you know, like back to normal. So I was like, what the fuck is this?
Then after they walked away, he just fucking like pushed her out of the way.
Yeah, you know, off me, woman. But yeah. But yeah, but like I said, I just thought it was funny. Like, I've never been witness to see, you know, to see someone with such insecurity levels so that high.
Oh yeah, and that's it's crazy because that shit happens a lot.
No, but like, you know what it is? It's because I guess, like, you know, people like us, that it's just like, you know, if we were somebody, whatever, like, you know, I'm good. At the end of the day, they're with me, right? no, this dude or whatever was just like, you know, holding on with the fucking the grip of death, dude. Like, you know, like, oh no, 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 no. Guys actually definitely could take her away just by saying hi.
Yeah, you gotta really have some major insecurities if you're gonna think that just random dudes are gonna be like, yo, what up?
Is there a cop like within 5 feet? Because that's the only reason I would grab a girl. NYPD will steal your girl in an instant.
Yeah,
bro. Yeah, yeah. I got benefits. Bye.
Yeah, it sounds
about
right.
I got a 401k. Oh, that's on you. Yeah. Other than that, that's pretty much it, dude.
What was that, Alex?
No, I'm just saying, other than that, I guess we're good. We can go to the next person, but oh, Renee, you get too much sometimes, brother.
All right. Charlie, what's good, dude?
Hey, not much. I'm dying of the heat. It's hotter than Alex outside. And fuck, no. Woke up early this morning. Went to see Blink-182 at Central Park early this morning. And I forgot to mention last week, I went to the park again early last Friday, and I saw the Struts at concert.
Nice.
And it was really fun. It was good to see live music out.
Actual set, like a whole set.
Yeah, they do a whole big set. They did about 15 songs today.
Holy shit! Really?
Yeah, it was really good.
And this was gratis.
Yeah, it was from Good Morning America, the summer stage. It was really cool.
I mean,
that's awesome.
I mean, I don't know who the other band was, but Blink-182 is like, you know, I kind of remember them.
Yeah, the last band I saw last week was the Struts.
Yeah, but I don't even know who the
fuck they are. Is all the small things. Mm-hmm. The guitarist is like an alien guy now. So
yeah, but he's not a big alien.
He started his own band on Angels and Airwaves.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not on Blink-182.
Did you enjoy yourself, Charlie?
It was a lot of fun. And I actually witnessed something today that I've never witnessed before. There was these two younger girls in front of me, and all of a sudden, like during like a commercial break, because again, this was for TV, they dropped on their knees, and one girl went into her bag and pulled out a small, tiny Ziploc bag filled with white powder and a nail clipper. And half of that white powder went up her nose.
Whoa. Like, out in public?
Oh, she partied.
Out in public.
Charlie.
This is not weed, yo. Coke is different.
Dude, it was only 7 o'clock in the fucking morning, though.
I mean, they had to be awake, I guess. What the fuck? That's just
the best part of waking up, Charlie.
Seriously, right?
The best part of waking up is coke in your nose?
Holy,
you never seen the cocaine dinosaur?
Oh god. Renee, they got the new guitar player with some Matt Skiba from Alkaline Trio.
Okay.
Well, yeah, he was really good too.
Okay.
But before and after the concert, the lead singer for Blink-182, I'm drawing a blank on his name because I'm fucking tired.
Hoppus or something?
Yeah, Mark Hoppus, yes, thank you. He was talking with the crowd, having a good time, taking pictures, signing autographs. He hung out there in the sweltering heat for like a good hour after the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
I actually caught a picture signed, dude, first time in my life. Oh. I didn't have anything signed. I didn't have anything on me because it was just so fucking hot. I didn't want to be weighed down. But, you know, during the concert, he flung a pic out to the crowd, and the first time ever I caught one.
Oh, cool.
Cool. It's like a highlight.
Yeah, it's kind of tough when bands start throwing shit out because you don't know where the fuck it's going.
No, not at all, but it was a fun time. It really was. And
luckily, Charlie didn't get hurt. We would have had a cool story, like, you know, man down.
No, I didn't get hurt, but it was so fucking hot. There were a couple of people that fainted. But luckily, you know, everything it was okay. It wasn't nothing too serious. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Whether the people fainting, you sick fuck, Steve.
And speaking of concerts, I'm going to see Godsmack this coming Tuesday, so I can't wait for that because they're one of my favorite bands. And
oh, yeah.
Hyped up about that.
That's awesome.
And then I'm trying to go see Iron Maiden over the next weekend.
Where?
I found out they're playing at the Barclays Center.
Where?
At the Barclays.
Barclays.
Oh, wow.
In Brooklyn. So I kind of want to see that.
I'll give you the money.
Say that again?
If you do go, I'll give you the money for sure.
Oh, I'll let you know. I'll let you know if I go. Got to move some funds around, I think, and see what's up. Also, I got to help my brother-in-law move. But
well, that should be fun, too.
Well, I'm moving? Yeah. Especially when it's not my fucking house.
Yeah, exactly.
But besides that, I'm good, man.
Sweet. Awesome. So, Renee, what you been up to, dude?
Not much. Just trying to get settled in here in Tampa. I mean, I've been here for a little bit more than a month and still trying to figure out what I'm doing. Just a lot of driving Uber and yeah, a lot of watching movies and stuff. Actually, I saw a really good movie called Long Shot this week, and I just like really, really dug it, and I kind of wanted to talk about it for a couple of seconds. We actually, me and Steve kind of watched it before because I kind of wanted to watch it again.
We finished just before we started recording.
Yeah, like I wanted to watch it with fresh eyes today to make sure it was good. It's called Long Shot. It's with Charlize Theron and Seth Rogen. And,
yes. How was that movie?
Yeah, it's really good, man. It kind of flew under the radar. I'm not sure when it was released exactly, but I know it was released like in March or so.
Yeah, it was like early.
Yeah, and it just came out on demand, and I was listening to what was it? How Did This Get Made? And on one of the episodes, it has like, you know, Charlize and Seth Rogen on it, and they were talking about the movie, and they were just kind of being really funny. And Charlize Theron was actually really funny on that podcast, so it was like, let me check the movie out when I get a chance. And we saw a good, I mean, I don't know if you want to talk about it now or you want to talk about it when the movie comes out, because it's in August.
We can talk about it now.
Good Boys, I think Good Boys, we should kind of talk more. We'll mention it, but we'll talk more about it when the movie comes out. It's coming out in like 2 weeks. But we went to go see Good Boys, and that was really fun.
That's fucking great.
And it's actually really great. And it kind of got me in the mood to see another like Seth Rogen type movie. And then I saw Long Shot on the list. So I was like, let me check it out. Basically, for one, I am not... I'm not a romantic comedy person. I'm just not. Like, I don't like musicals and I don't like romantic comedies. But this was really good.
Yeah, it's actually really entertaining.
Yeah, and it's also like it's a sweet movie. It's got a lot of heart. Rogan and Charlize Theron have some great chemistry, which I was like shocked, I think, which actually makes the movie better. It's a really cool story. Mm-hmm. Everything about it was great.
It's also a little bit different than most romantic comedies. It's not your typical romantic comedy that you'll see like on a day to day or whatever.
Yeah, it's different enough that I liked it a lot, and that's kind of why I liked it a lot, because it's not the typical romantic comedy. When I say that is that the jokes aren't forced, it's not cheesy. Mm-hmm. It felt like a real relationship that happens to these two people, and like you kind of go along for the ride. It's a really good movie. Check it out. It's on demand on everything. I saw it on Amazon, because that's what I have on my TV. Yeah, really, really good. I'm telling you guys, watch it. You'll love it. It's really good. And we saw Good Boys, which I guess we're going to talk about in a couple seconds.
Yeah.
I started reading one of the new Warhammer novels, Siege of Terra, which is Horus Heresy. And I love all that stuff. And it's basically the beginning of the end of that series, which has been going on for 10 fucking years already.
Jeez.
But yeah, it's just been, you know, maintaining. I'm dealing with a lot. I'm really stressed out. I'm actually in a lot of pain right now as we're recording this. Anyone who follows my social media knows that I'm dealing with, and I pulled a muscle this week, and I'm fucking in a lot of pain right now. So I'm just chilling. Anyone listening, please wish me luck, because I need to make money with Uber. It sucks down here, man. Like, I'll get into it in one of the episodes when it's just me and Steve, because I think it's something that people need to know about. But yeah, and please, guys, if you take Uber and Lyft and you're listening to this, tip the motherfuckers, right?
Yeah, it's always
for fuck's sake. It's not
just
tip.
like when you go just want to go to a restaurant and you want to, you know, tip your servers, also tip your fucking waitresses and your fucking bartenders and whoever the fuck is giving you something, because that's a service that they're doing for you. Do the same
thing. Yeah, pretty much is the rule of thumb. If they're providing you a service, fucking tip the person.
Nobody tips.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? They put it in the app and nobody tips. I don't want to go on a rant, guys, but I quit smoking and I'm very irritable right now, so.
Yeah, One thing that I've learned is that whenever somebody says, "Oh yeah, I'll tip you on the app," they never tip.
Yeah, I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
But like I said, another episode.
So I guess I can go into it Good Boys for a little bit. Fucking Good Boys is dope. It's a dope ass movie. It's also written by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg. And it's basically a coming of age comedy. But it's not your typical coming, because it's all about fucking kids. Kids going into like the sixth grade.
Yeah, these are like preteen boys, right?
Yeah. They're in the sixth grade.
Kind of like Goonies with anal beads.
Yeah, literally Goonies with anal beads. Literally.
Goonies hilarious.
It's like, so fucking funny. It's funny.
That's the title of the episode, by the way. Come on.
Goonies with anal beads?
Yeah.
I can dig that. Ow. Fuck yeah.
It'll be the second band episode.
We had a band episode before.
So it basically follows these three kids or whatever. They're like best friends in school. And it's just a bunch of shit that happens to them, because a lot of shit that happens to them is shit that you would expect to happen to like older kids or older people, because it's just a whole crazy fucking story that just goes absolutely insane. And it's fucking cool the way it happens. Like, it's not what you would expect it to be.
Yeah, I thought the movie was coming out in a couple of weeks. I didn't realize it was next month.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
It was still like a month away or so.
Yeah, like 8 months. Over 18th, I think it was. One of the things about this movie that I really liked was the kids.
Yeah.
They're really good. And I mean, they've been in other stuff, but I never really saw them.
And also, they were pretty young in the other ones.
Yeah. But, one of the kids was so good that I halfway through the movie, I hated this kid. And then it was like, I realized that he did such a good job being annoying that I hated him. And I was like, wow, this kid really sold it, man. It's a really good movie. Go check it out.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it.
It's one of the funniest movies to come out this year. Like I was talking earlier, I was just thinking about it earlier, that it's been a really good year for comedy, man, for comedy movies. It's like, what, Long Shot, Good Boys? Mm-hmm. There was another one. Oh, and Booksmart.
Booksmart, yeah. All of them are great fucking movies, which you guys should all fucking check out. Because, yeah, they're fucking good. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. I've been listening to a lot of music. Kind of excited for the new Die Otter's Murder that's coming out in the next few weeks, months, or whatever. Excited for that. New Fit for an Autopsy is coming out soon. So, yeah, new heavy music for me. I am excited for that shit. And another thing that I'm excited about is San Diego Comic-Con. Bam! Segue, motherfuckers. So, this week, we're merely like 2 days into San Diego Comic-Con as we're recording this. So, we're just going to give you the shit that we've seen so far. And so far, it's been kind of cool.
Yeah, it's been a really big San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah.
The news that came out has been like real news too. So it's like,
yeah, yeah. It's been a good lots year. Of real fucking news. Lots of real shit. I guess I'm gonna say one of the first things that came to me that like made me fucking excited as shit, because I'm a huge fan, and I know Alex and Charlie are huge fans, is Jay and Silent Bob Reboot.
Yeah.
That shit looks fucking awesome. Cool.
So many cameos in it. So many more to be announced.
It's fantastic.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So in this one, of course, Jay and Silent Bob are going back to California because there's a reboot of the movie that they were kind of going to strike against in the first one.
Blunt Man Chronic.
Blunt Man Chronic. That was a movie based on their characters that was in a comic book.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's a reboot of that, and they're like, what the fuck? Why is this happening? And then blah, blah, blah happens, and it's basically Jay and Silent Bob strike back again. Yeah. And it looks fucking awesome, and I'm excited for it.
No, what Charlie said, which is true, like all the cameos just in the trailer alone.
Yeah, from what Kevin Smith said, of course, on his like 80 bazillion podcast, he said there's like about 42 different original features in it.
But did you hear? It wasn't shown in the trailer, but did you hear who was playing Blunt Man and Chronic in the movie?
Yeah, Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer, Melissa Benoit. Supergirl.
Yeah. Fucking dope.
That's going to be awesome.
Hell yeah. He directed a few episodes.
Yes.
Yeah, and I guess that kind of leads into the next thing. Supergirl has a new outfit now for the next season.
Yes.
She's kind of gotten rid of the skirt, and it kind of looks more like the Superman suit, which is kind of cool.
I like it. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's different.
Yeah, it's different. But yeah.
And another thing that she's sporting fucking bangs now, too. What the fuck?
Yeah, they gave her a new hairstyle.
Yeah, personally, I'm not a fan of bangs.
I mean, is it going to be the whole season or just like the first couple episodes?
I don't know. It might be for the whole season or it might just be a couple episodes.
Okay.
We'll see. Usually when it's shit like that, it usually tends to be like a whole season thing. But we'll see. We'll see how it turns out. It's still being shot right now, so we don't know what the fuck is going to happen.
I think all the show started.
Yeah, they pretty much all started shooting.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that shit. Another thing that happened, we got some news about the Crisis on Infinite Earths that's coming out this year, which is the whole Arrowverse crossover event.
Yeah, this news actually broke this afternoon, right?
Yeah, it's really fucking exciting because we will have two Supermen in the Crisis, and not only is it the dude that's playing Superman now, that's on a different Earth, but they're also bringing in Brandon Routh, Superman from Superman Returns,
which is pretty cool.
He is Adam. Okay. Which is gonna be kind of weird because he's still on the show.
Okay,
as Adam.
Yeah, I gotta catch up on that. I gotta go watch that. Okay.
So yeah, it's fucking cool.
Roles. I don't know how it's gonna work.
What was that?
Maybe playing both roles within the show.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And if it's probably only just for the crossover how it's gonna work. Or what I'm thinking is they probably just have him dressed up as Superman, as like he's still Adam, but he's still dressed as Superman. Like, oh yeah, look, I'm kind of being like Superman.
Okay.
Which kind of happened?
Yeah, but this is I was reading further in the article that you posted. This is they're not going to be all five episodes like back to back, but within like scheduled days. They're going to be broken down into 2 months.
Oh shit! Really?
Yep, it's going to be 3 episodes in like 1 month, like in December, and then 2 episodes in July. I mean January.
Oh, okay. So it's way bigger than the regular crossovers.
Yes, because now you're adding Batwoman to the mix, so that's going to be like the fifth show. So all five shows are involved now.
True. Well, not really because Black Lightning isn't in the DC. Is it
Flash, Arrow, Legends, Supergirl, and Batwoman. So 5 episodes. 5 shows.
Oh yeah, yeah. I guess I can't count.
I think we talked about that last week.
Yeah, we did kind of about that last week. Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be very interesting. I'm kind of excited to see Brandon Routh reprise his role as Superman. I really didn't think that movie was all that horrible.
It wasn't that horrible, but it wasn't that great.
Like I said, it wasn't that horrible. I'm trying to be glass half full person right now.
Yeah, I'm just kind of impartial, but it is good that he's actually reprising his role. That's what I'm kind of excited for.
I already picked up on the reason why Charlie's being a positive, because if Mario hears him talk bad about Superman, hey, buddy.
I don't want Mario to sit on me. Mario might kick my ass.
He'll just fucking pump his fucking bicep and shit.
There you go. I want his bicep wrapped around my throat.
And Charlie flies from the east side to the west side of Manhattan.
Basically.
There you go.
Some other news that we got on the other side of comic book TV shows. We also got news about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is actually coming to its end after season 7. At the current moment, they're doing season 6, which is what's airing now. But next year, which is what they're filming at this moment, is the basically the ending of season 7. So after 7 seasons, they're finally coming to an end, which is something that kind of was supposed to end like 3 years ago.
I'd probably say 2. I think it's supposed to end in season 5.
But... Right. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks. Fine. Mike brought me
up. Yeah. Yeah. I did read it somewhere or whatever that they said. They say season 5 was supposed to be the last season, and it like one of the last episodes of season 5 was the end.
Yes.
And now I guess.
But this also makes it the longest running Marvel comic TV show.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Because Netflix shows up. Didn't really happen as much as they.
I'm gonna be talking about the whole Netflix Marvel comic book
series. But if you put them all together, that's like a total of what, 9 seasons?
Well, I'm just mad they canceled them all.
Yeah, yeah.
Jessica Jones was really good this season.
Yeah, Jessica Jones is awesome. Oh, and actually, I have not. I've only watched the first season of Jessica Jones.
Dude, watch the third one. Dude, you're killing me here.
So skip the second one and watch the third one.
Yeah, watch the last 2 episodes of the second one. That way, at least you're familiar with what the fuck's going on.
Or just read the wiki.
Or just read the
wiki. There you go. Yeah, yeah. What Renee said.
It's like reading the cliff notes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
The third season was really good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Another thing that we read, it technically didn't really come out during Comic-Con, but we did get some news about the Halloween stuff. Halloween, of course, we just recently got, you know, I guess the reprisal of
it's a sequel to the first one, I guess.
Yeah, kind of like a sequel, even though it's just titled regular Halloween or whatever. With Jamie Lee Curtis, they finally.
It's like the 13th or something,
13th, 14th
movie.
Sure, yeah, it's a lot of movies. So
yeah, I had that sleep problem. I can't count that high either.
So they announced that they're coming with 2 more, which is going to be Halloween Kills, and the final one will be Halloween Ends.
Shouldn't they see how this new one turns out first, what the reception's like?
Regardless, they're going to make a shit ton of money on it. So
they're just
saying, like, yeah, let's just put it out there. Like, okay, we're going to have 2 more movies, and that's it. So that'll bring people to it. We're like, okay, we're going to watch it because it's going to be the end of it.
All
right. At least that's my thought process.
I kind of see what you mean. Like, yeah, I get it, but still.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess diehards of the old original Halloween movies will see it just for nostalgia purposes.
Yeah. It's gonna get a lot of views, period.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Like, whether people like it or not. What else? We also got a trailer to something that's amazing.
Cats. I'm sorry.
No, fuck cats.
I'm mad because you mentioned cats.
Let's talk about cats. Let's talk about cats. They finally.
No.
You mentioned it. Fuck you. You mentioned it.
I was trying to be an asshole.
Listen. Let me tell you my thought on that trailer. That trailer gave me hope that maybe someone someday, pretty soon, will make an actual Thundercats movie because this is the closest we're gonna see what live action Thundercats might look like. That is the only reason why this trailer to me was like, meh. And then in my mind, I just kept singing, Thundercats are on the move. Thundercats
are loose. I thought that's why you
Swift. So yeah, Thundercats are loose.
Personally, I can't give a fuck less about this movie.
No, I was never into the Broadway show. I never saw the Broadway show. I had no inclination to see the Broadway show. I had no inclination to see this.
Right? Yeah, yeah. I don't think any other than Alex, I don't think any of us here are really interested in watching this movie.
No, I don't want to watch the movie. I don't get too
the next movie.
I would rather see the actual play. You know.
So it's unanimous. None of us want to watch the shit.
Well, I have this theory. I have this theory, right? Because it's Hollywood, right? hear me out before you guys jump in, all right? Just listen to what I'm going to say.
Okay, let me put myself on mute just in case.
I have a theory. Thank you. I have a theory that Katz is literally the biggest money laundering scheme to come out of Hollywood since Heaven's Gate or whatever the hell that movie was. Because nobody wanted this. Like, I get it. People have nostalgia. And what were we talking? Yeah, nostalgia. It's that's basically it. And, mm-hmm. and some hipsters are going to ironically go see it and stuff. But it looks really fucking bad. Like, the other thing, too, is that most of the people that saw Cats when it came out are dead. That shit came out as – I remember as a kid when I was a kid in the 80s. So, like, that
yeah, shit exactly, old. Yeah. Like, it came out, like, late 70s, early 80s, right?
Like, what's next? Starlight Express, the movie? Like, what the fuck? Like, this is so dumb. And the amount of money that they spent on this movie and the reaction to it was fucking hilarious. I don't – it sucks. I kind of do feel bad for the cast and everybody behind that movie. Because
I kind of feel bad for Idris Elba.
Twitter went in, dude. I was like, yo. And we saw it. I saw it in real time, because I was just, like, sitting in the car. I was like, wow, that is fucking hilarious. It was last night, yeah, because we recorded Friday. It was last night when I saw it. So I honestly think it's a money scheme for somebody, because that shit makes no sense, dude.
All I'm going to say about it is that not every Broadway musical needs to be a movie, and not every movie needs to be a Broadway musical.
I'm telling you right now.
Fuck
Cats. If you're gonna do a big budget movie or whatever, Book of Mormon. I'm just saying.
Book of Mormon. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
That'd be interesting.
Or hear me out. Avenue Q.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But didn't they do Book of Mormon on TV?
No.
Okay.
No, actually, I think the next one they're talking about turning into a movie is Dear Evan Hansen, which was not bad as a
what?
Dear Evan Hansen. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that a couple of years ago. That was really good.
Okay.
But I think they turned it into a book, and now they turned it.
Aren't they also? I heard that they're actually doing it in the Heights.
Well, God no.
I just see Lin-Manuel Roman doing that again.
Yeah. So I heard that's actually in production. I can see that. Actually.
Is that the Hamilton guy?
Yeah.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I hate
anything
connected to that guy, man. For my own
reasons.
Wow.
And hey, fuck you. I love Moana.
Yeah, I don't.
Moana's dope. Wait,
Moana's. You did Moana?
Yeah, he was on it.
Yeah, he did the music.
Then I retroactively don't like that movie.
All right, so let's change the subject or whatever.
Yeah, what's the next trailer?
Gives me hope.
Okay.
You can agree. You're a family, man. What the fuck?
So the next trailer that we got was something that has been like 20 years in the making, I guess. And it's the actual sequel to Top Gun. Top Gun Maverick.
Am I like the only one that doesn't really care?
That what?
I'm on the fence.
Yo, Alex, you got to move closer to wherever you're recording into, man. We can't hear you.
No, what I'm saying is I'm not trying to be bad, but I kind of don't care for that one.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about it either.
I'm on the fence. I like the first one mainly because I grew up in the 80s and I watched it like a lot with my older brothers and my father. And I guess just for that nostalgic purposes, I kind of want to see it, but I haven't been a big Tom Cruise fan since he jumped on that couch.
Agreed. And he fucking mentally abused his wife. Agreed.
Yeah,
I never really cared for Top Gun, period.
The only thing I'm rooting for Tom Cruise is for him to kick Justin Bieber's ass.
Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see that.
You know, I think Bieber has the height advantage, so you'll probably kick his ass.
Because
Tom Cruise is shorter than Bieber. Like,
I think so. Dude,
I'm not trying to be bad, but Bieber seems like the type of dude.
Oh, he does now. Look at him, man. Like that kid. After you guys ass kick in public, you learn how to fight. Trust me.
Yeah. So he went to one of those like Taekwondo classes or whatever.
Wasn't he hanging with like fucking Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah, he got trained. Yeah. Like this dude got money. Like I could probably kick his ass, but that's me. But like, yeah, he's not a sucker anymore. Like he can. Tom Cruise literally is like a tiny dude. Yeah, I don't. What's fucking hilarious about Top Gun to me
is like 3'7"
is the time that they decided to release this movie. Period. Like the whole concept of it. We're dealing with a lot of stuff politically now, and like every fucking podcast I listen to has mentioned this shit. So I'm like, fuck it, we can talk about it for a second with Top Gun. top. I mean, I'm right. Like, everything we listen to talks about this stuff. But Top Gun is a very weird movie to release now, especially since it's kind of a very, like, right-wing-leaning kind of movie and story. And I just think that kind of needs to be toned down right now, man. Like, it's just, it's too much. And I think the timing of it really sucks. I think if it had come out 2 years ago or whatever, maybe I'd have a different attitude towards it. But when I saw that trailer and I heard what was happening, I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, that Top Gun 1 is a Reagan-era classic movie because it was a Reagan-believing kind of movie. That shit doesn't fly now, and it shouldn't fly anymore. I had the same issue with Captain Marvel. That movie was a fucking two-hour ad for the military. Cool, but that's not what I went to go see a movie for. And that's why I'm not into it. That's why I'm not into it.
You're right.
I mean, y'all can disagree with me or whatever, but like,
no, I agree with my opinion on it.
And I'm not the only one that thinks this, because when I popped off and said stuff online, people kind of like, I saw more stuff like that, which is, you know, understandable. And people love it. People want to see it, go see it. We're not telling you not to see it. We're just talking about it and discussing it. But yeah, like, kind of think about what you do with your money, man. Because the more people that see this movie, we're going to get more movies like it. And
oh my God.
Like, more Red Dawns and shit.
It's going to become a trilogy.
Red Dawn was fun.
Yeah, no, they were fun. I love Red Dawn. Seeing Chris Hemsworth get shot, that was awesome.
Liam.
But there is a rumor that Tom Cruise gets
killed. They both have giant heads. They look the same to me. I'm kidding, of course. But, like, yeah, no, I like Red Dawn. Actually, that kind of leads back to something I wanted to say about Cats. Y'all keep seeing these stupid musical movies. They're going to keep making them. Like, y'all went to see the shitty Mary Poppins movie and the other stuff, and they're going to keep making these stupid movies.
See, but you can't. It's hard to tell kids not to watch them.
I know. Now I have kids. That's why I have kids. Yeah. Like, I want to see what I want to see.
I don't know.
Yo, yeah. I'll step to a cop, but you throw a roach at me and I'll pussy up. Like, we're in Florida, guys. We're in Tampa, so it is what it is.
I'm upset that they keep making these Disney movies over and over and over again. Like, yeah, light action.
Are kind of getting like,
yeah, it's getting really stupid now.
I'm more mad now that people are getting upset because people are spoiling The Lion King.
yeah, that's what I did earlier.
Not really?
What? Yeah.
Yeah, people are upset.
I spoiled The Lion King earlier.
That shit was funny. That's why I'm
like, man up.
The movie came out 24 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you being spoiled about?
Yeah, exactly. We all know what the fuck happened in it. We all know Mufasa died.
Yeah, it's part of pop culture.
The people's
life. Hello.
We all know to be prepared.
I heard they eliminated that song for Beyonce's song.
What song?
Be Prepared. That they took that out. And
like, two of the songs got replaced.
I don't know. I'm upset about the whole... I'm not upset about Beyonce being in the movie. So what happened? There's already a soundtrack for The Lion King that they did for the live-action version. I'm okay and fine with that. Beyonce had to drop a pretty much a Beyonce album titled Lion King with other songs for the movie. That's not on the soundtrack. Just to promote Beyonce.
Of course.
So we have songs like All the Single Lionesses and stuff like that?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, All the Lionesses.
Anyway.
All the Lionesses. Put your bugs up.
Okay, anyway. What other trailers did we see?
One of them that I thought was very fucking amazing. We got a trailer an official trailer for It 2.
Yes.
And that shit looks fucking great. Holy shit.
That's gonna be fun to watch.
So
dude, it made up for that teaser one. I mean, the teaser trailer wasn't bad, but
the teaser trailer was good.
This new one we got,
I don't remember.
Yeah, but you didn't really get to see you didn't see Pennywise in the first teaser.
I don't think you needed to see Pennywise though.
No, we saw Pennywise for like a brief second. In this one you get a lot more Pennywise and you get a lot more of the story. Of course, we know what the story is because it's a direct sequel to the first one. And you know that the kids have grown up. It's been, I guess, 27 years since the original.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, how funny, right? Yeah.
It's been 27 years since the first one. And Pennywise is back and fucking
not giving a shit about anybody, then to start killing everybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It looks really good, man. And, like, if anyone doesn't want to get spoiled and hasn't read the book or whatever, cover your ears. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One of the scenes in the trailer is a really crazy scene from the novel. That's literally the first chapter of the novel, like the first victim that we see that Pennywise kills. It's a really fucked up hate crime, too. And they actually pulled it off in the movie, and I was like, holy shit, they actually put it in the movie. And apparently, it's just the, like, the weird sex shit that happens in the story. This movie is going to be really crazy, and it looks like it's going to be as good as the first one. There's actually some positive buzz. I was reading some stuff that came out from San Diego, and I'm psyched, dude. Actually, one of the guys that kind of knew him that's in it, and I was like, yo, dude, that's awesome. Like, I'm really psyched for this now. Like, it looks so good, and it's creepy, it's scary, it's more of the same. Yeah. If we get more of the same from chapter one, it's going to be fucking awesome again.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying, Alex?
I was going to say that what Renee was saying. Was that the one about, like, that he kills a gay kid or something like that?
What?
Is that he kills a gay kid or something like that?
Yeah, yeah, the hate crime in the beginning, yeah. When you see that, the dude in the water, that's him. I forgot his name, but that's Adrian or whatever his name was that dies in the book. The scene in the water where Pennywise is on the bank and his arm's getting big, that's the scene.
Dude, the other one that I thought was kind of like crazy was that scene with with all the balloons that look like pyramid style, and he's just like kind of like he looks like he's doing a slow-mo Jordan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was like, okay, you got me with this one.
It looks fucking great.
And then another thing that apparently they're saying is that this is supposed to have a scene that's supposed to be like, you know, super gory or bloody. Like, you know, like it's gonna be like a lot of blood. I forgot, like they were like, it was out there, like trying to say, like, not spoiling it, but spoiling it kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was just like, oh my god. So in the words of Scar, be prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah, the second part of it is really hardcore. Like, I mean, the first one was, but they kind of push the envelope in the story because they're adults.
You kind of have to. I think they held back a little bit because they didn't want to kill kids like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fucked up to kill a bunch of kids.
Well, I mean, that book, I mean, I read the book when the movie came out. When the first one came out, I was like, wow, I forgot all that shit.
What was that, Alex?
No, I was saying, do you remember Rambo, the what was it, the late 2000 ones or whatever, something like that?
Oh, yeah. the baby that got blown up.
That was awesome. That
fucking,
really good.
You see fucking children getting blown away by fucking Gatling guns or whatever. It was like, yeah. And, you know, Sylvester Stallone, it was artsy, you know, trying to put a political statement. Yeah, good for you.
Anybody see the trailer for that new Rambo movie?
It looks okay.
Wasn't real.
Dude. The trailer plays out like he dies at the end. That's how I took it.
I'm surprised he's not dead yet.
What, the Rambo one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rambo versus
the Rambo trailer. The way that it's shot, you know, the way that they show it, like that's what it looks like. Like, you know, this is, and it, of course, it's called Last Blood. So you're thinking, like, you know,
I thought it was a mix of Rambo and Home Alone, with all the gadgets he was setting up in the house and there booby traps and stuff like that.
Yeah, I could dig it.
I don't know. It's a thing, grab it.
See, but that's another one of those, like, just sit down and turn your brain off and just watch it.
Yeah, but still.
It's kind of like the Fast and the Furious movies. You just shut the fuck up and just watch it.
See, that's just it. I'm more interested in seeing the new one that's coming out.
Hobbs and Shaw.
I haven't seen any of the Fast and Furious movies. I had no interest in watching it. This one I want to see.
Dude, they're so fun. They're so fun. You just turn off your brain. Turn off your brain and just chill.
Sorry, that one's podcast. No, he's fucking but
like we do on this show, we just turn off our brains and just keep it moving.
Exactly. They don't want to say anything, Steve.
Yeah.
Damn, Steve totally walked into that.
Yeah, it's all good. My brain's always off. Well, it's off most of the time. Another thing that came out this week that was fucking crazy for me. I was super fucking excited for this. I'm a huge fan of Terminator 2, Judgment Day. And we got the news that Ed Furlong will be returning as John Connor in Terminator Dark Fate.
Did you hear the concept of this Terminator?
What is the concept?
That apparently this or like that they're saying Rise of the Machines, Salvation, and Genesis are from an alternate timeline. That this is the timeline from
this, so this like, is like this the is, main like, timeline.
Yeah, didn't it leak? Didn't like the leak or something? I saw Cameron lose.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, so apparently this, like, James Cameron is saying that this is the legit sequel to Judgment Day.
Okay.
Which kind of makes sense. I mean, that they have everybody from the fucking originals.
Yeah, like, yo, you want to make you happy, whatever? This is the real one. Yes! But then we don't got a Terminatrix. Aw.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited for this, because, like, I'm a big fan of the fucking Terminator series. The only thing that I'm not, like, kind of feeling at the moment is how the new, like, the new T-1000 and shit looks. The T-1000 is what, is it T-800 or some shit like that?
Yeah, it's like saying you take two of them and put them together. You have an ultimate Terminator.
Right, but what I'm talking about is like the CG on it. They kind of looks extra fucking fake. Like, of course, we had the T-1000 in the fucking, in Judgment Day, and it looked decent. But doing it in this one, it kind of looks whack. I have no other way to say it. It kind of looks like shit. You guys seen the trailer, right?
Yeah, I saw the trailer, but okay, don't hate me. I know you guys are gonna gasp. I've never seen the Terminator movies.
That's
fine. Good. I mean, they're fun movies. They're good. The first two are great.
Yeah.
I
one is a classic, two is fucking epic. Three, I only like the ending.
They get worse. But the ending of three is really good. The whole
thing. That is the only like saving grace for Terminator Rise of the Machine. Is the ending.
And the Bale one's horrible. It was on streaming for a while and I watched it again like recently.
Yeah, the Bale one's awful.
You know what hurts me about that one? I was so excited for that, like, oh my god, we finally get to see the war. It's not exactly what it's supposed to be.
Nope.
It's like saying, you remember the war from the flashback scene or the flash forward scene in Terminator 2? Yeah. That ain't it. Fuck!
that was it in a nutshell.
One thing I remember about Salvation was, what was it, the Terminator cycles or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Like, some of the ideas in that movie were good. It was just in a really bad movie.
Dude, you there was so much potential, like I said before, but I think it is? I think they were like, oh, man, we could add this, but I have this idea. No. Let's go back to the other idea. No, but I swear, this will be good. No. Let's go back to what we would know. Come on. Let me do it. All right, fine. Do it. And then
it's like a dude that's trying to fuck his wife and she's like, no, I don't want to. He's like, come on, let me just do it just a little bit. And she's like, no. And then she's like, he's like, come on, please.
Yeah. Honey, I love you. Just a tip.
Yeah, just a little bit. Let me just finish. Yeah, and that's what it is.
Fine. Terminator Salvation. Are you proud of yourself, honey? No.
She's like, fine, but you're not going to like it.
The story of that guy's life.
So I guess finally James Cameron's getting his happy ending. Ha-ha! Yeah.
Oh! Nice.
Oh, dude, the only thing that I want to mention is the fucking the trailer for Three from Hell.
The what?
The trailer from Three from Hell.
Three from Hell. That's right.
What's that?
It's the sequel to Devil's Rejects.
Devil's Rejects.
Yes.
I have not heard of this movie.
Oh,
I heard of the Devil's Rejects. That's the new one.
All right. So it's the third movie. It's like the third movie because remember, first one's House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yes.
Devil's Rejects. And then the Three from Hell is that what happens right after.
It looks so fucking cool. It looks
fucking crazy.
It looks awesome. It's directed by Rob Zombie, and it brings the three main characters from these two other movies, which are fucking crazy killer peoples, and they're going out in their fucking
baby Otis and Captain Spaulding.
Yeah, and it looks fucking cool. It looks fucking gory and bloody and everything you would expect from a fucking Rob Zombie movie.
Dude, they don't show too much. They just show enough to kind of get like, you know, all right, I want to see more.
Yeah. Yeah, and I definitely want to see more.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm excited for that shit. I can't fucking wait for that. Renee, you got one more thing, right?
All
right.
I'm gonna try not to like go too crazy on this one because I love what I'm gonna talk about a lot. I mentioned Warhammer earlier and I'm gonna mention it again. There was a development deal announced this week that the company behind Man in the High Castle from Amazon, the production company behind that show, which is great too. If you guys haven't seen that, it's like three seasons on Amazon. They're gonna do a show, a Warhammer 40K show based on one of the coolest characters ever to be written, called Eisenhorn, and he's an Inquisitor in that universe, right? I'm gonna try to explain 40K really quick. It was like 2 seconds, but it's just like a huge franchise and a huge story. Basically, it's 40,000 years in the future, which is what got me into it in the first place. I was like, wow, like that number just blew my mind. But it's 40,000 years in the future, in a future. And humanity has just like exploded across the galaxy and the universe. And there's like this war going on between humanity and every other race in the galaxy, plus these like spiritual god beings who are just trying to take over everything. And the Inquisitors are like space police. But the thing about the whole thing behind the Inquisitors is that they can do pretty much whatever they want in the Warhammer universe. They literally have, they're like the James Bonds of the Warhammer universe. And Eisenhorn is a really cool character. And the stuff that was explored in that book series is amazing. It was written by Dan Abnett, and I hope he has a lot of influence on this TV show. It sounds like a really, really cool development deal. They haven't, like, this kind of thing is like, a development deal is just like, they announced it. The ball's getting rolling. We'll probably see the show in about 4 or 5 years. That is awesome to me. Like, we're in a time now where the special effects can show so much. And Warhammer's been trying to do, Games Workshop, the company behind Warhammer, has been trying to do a Warhammer TV show for decades, man. I mean, Warhammer's been around since the 80s. And this is exciting news for us Warhammer 40K nerds. Like I said, you guys have probably, like I said, the Warhammer universe is huge. There's a bunch of video games out. There's a bunch of comic books out. There's a couple of cool like fan films on YouTube. But yeah, man, it's a great, great science fiction universe. If you're listening to this and you kind of want to check it out, I suggest the first novel in the Horus Heresy series called Horus Rising by Dan Abnett. And I love that book because it's the kind of novel that you can like give to anyone and they'll read it and they're like, whoa, this is really cool. That book got so many people into Warhammer that I personally knew. And like, yeah, so it's a really cool thing. And I think the TV show is going to be awesome. The people behind it have a proven track record.
Okay. So that's pretty fucking exciting. Yeah, hell yeah. I'm willing to check it out because, you know, I'm always open to shit like that.
Oh, the best part.
Okay, what's
the best part? I forgot. The whole thing about Warhammer is that humanity is basically the bad guys, right? They're gentrifying the universe and trying to make everything their way. Okay. And at the center of that, right, is this like God Emperor guy, kind of like the Doom character, D-U-N characters. Yeah, yeah. The guy's a million years old, trapped on a throne where he's like a psychic vampire for the rest of eternity. And the whole point of this is like he's the one keeping humanity together, and everyone else is trying to get him and fight him and just destroy everything. And it's a really, really cool sci-fi universe. Like, definitely check that stuff out, man. I can't wait for this show.
Okay. Awesome. And I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week.
Actually, I got two quick stories that came out.
Oh, yeah, come on. What you got, dude?
First one, I know you guys are Walking Dead fans. I haven't been
watching. Yes, that's right. I forgot about this shit.
Yeah, we were talking about it right before we recorded.
The news that Blade appears to be shown, I cannot pronounce her real name. Diana, whatever. Sorry. She's leaving after this new season.
Ooh.
Yeah. About time, man. She needs to move on.
Yeah, they said she was in this in season 3, which probably was the last time I saw the show.
I mean, she's the only one from that show that like broke out anyway. Like she's an Avenger, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah, she's making Marvel movie, movie money.
She's making Marvel money.
And Black Panther 2, they announced Black Panther 2 officially this week. So yeah. I mean, we knew about
it. Yes, they did.
It got officially announced.
And then the second piece of information, because I'm a 40-year-old child, they announced a new season of DuckTales, and they're bringing back every single Disney cartoon from back in the day. Oh, cool. Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers, Darkwing Duck, Tailspin,
yeah,
are all going to be on the new
Darkwing is supposed to be a part of, is that they revamped them. It's a more serious
Have
thing.
You seen yeah. the YouTube stuff that Disney has? Like, they have new cartoons on YouTube.
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah. Just go to Disney's YouTube thing, and there's a bunch of like Disney cartoons with the old characters, like old style, like really cool.
Yeah,
they have a whole season of the recent DuckTales.
Yeah, so this
was that bad.
It's supposed to introduce all the characters again. Even Goof Troop is going to be on the new season of DuckTales. Yeah. I'm just excited because I love Darkwing Duck and I love Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Hell yeah. That was my shit back in the day.
Yes, I remember coming home from school and popping down in front of the TV set and watching.
I remember actually trying to run home to see. to see.
But you lived in like on a 10th floor walk up in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Steve lives on a 50 floor walk up.
Yeah. That's why I have calves of steel.
There you go.
And then wait, once he gets to this house, it's just starting. He's just like, sometimes, some crimes.
No, by the time I get upstairs, the fucking...
Dude, how do you remember the theme song still, Alex? God damn.
Go slipping through the cracks.
Dude, Alex remembers the theme song. That's impressive.
Oh, yeah. It is impressive, actually. There was actually one more thing that...
Yeah, really quick before we finish off the episode. This one hit today, actually, like a couple hours ago. The Russo brothers had their big panel today, and they announced that they're going to be doing a live action adaptation of the Grimjack comic book from the 80s, and which is kind of like, I don't really remember that. But the other one that they announced is Battle of the Planets / Gatchaman, which is an anime that I really love, and most people who have seen it love it. It's really, really good, and seeing a live action version of this is going to be awesome. There's a couple of animes. You still call them VOAs? Like, what do they call the movies?
Yeah, OVAs.
OVAs. There's a couple of really, really good Battle of the Planets OVAs. I don't know if they're on Crunchyroll, but I saw them like a couple years ago.
I'm pretty sure that people can procure them in any way.
Yeah. We love the Cody. But yeah, man, like the Battle of the Planets Gotcha Man thing done by the Russo brothers is gonna kick ass. So I'm psyched for that one.
Hell yeah. I'm pretty much set on anything that the Russo brothers do now. So,
Also there was one other thing, and it kind of leads me to a quick question I wanted to ask you all.
Okay.
Just like a 2-second opinion. They announced they're making a Elvis biopic, and they got the actor to play Elvis, and Tom Hanks is involved. And so, in light of all these musical/band movies like Bohemian Rhapsody, Rocket Man, the Motley Crue one, now Elvis. We're talking about doing a Boy George biopic. What is one band or singer that you would like to see have their biopic done?
That one's easy for me because no one actually cares about them. Bad Brains.
I can see that.
Punk band from DC. They're like the first black punk band ever in this country. Like, no, Death was the first one, but Bad Brains were like the first successful punk band on the East Coast, and they came out of DC. They ended up in New York. But they were like black, and nobody wanted to like listen to them or even give them a chance. And they had to like literally fight their way through the DC hardcore scene in the 80s.
Yeah.
End of the 70s, beginning of the 80s. And they fucking proved that they could do whatever these white boys could do better.
Yep.
And I mean, plus the singer, HR, is insane. Like, yeah, completely nuts, dude.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it's nuts. So, if you can do that story, I think it would be a great fucking movie. I think it could be as good as Straight Outta Compton. The shit that they did and the shit that they went through.
Yeah,
no,
Straight Outta Compton was awesome, actually.
What about you, Alex? What band would you like to see done?
On a serious thing, and just all the shit that he went through, I want to see Ozzy.
Yeah,
that would be
good. What about you, Steve?
And I wanted to go back to the Elvis. Oh. They better show him choking on a fucking sandwich in the toilet, dude.
How is he alive, dude? He did like every drug on the planet.
Yeah. What about you, Steve?
As for me personally, I honestly I don't want to see another biopic.
No,
really,
I really don't.
Okay, personally, coming out now are pretty good.
Personally, yeah, I understand they're entertaining and shit, and that you kind of want to, you know, see what they've been through and shit. But honestly, like, I don't like those type of movies.
Huh,
they don't really grab my attention.
Interesting.
Like, yeah, it's a lot of the music I do enjoy. But I honestly, like, if I really want to know about them, I'll read a book by them, or I'll fucking
or I'll
watch an interview or something. But to see like a dramatization of their life, it's like, eh.
I mean, the only movie that I was like really not cool with was the Freddie Mercury one. That was a really watered down version of his story, and I get that people love it, but I just thought it was a really, I mean, I saw it and it was a good movie, but I just thought it was a really watered down version of that story.
Yeah, real quick, my pick would have been Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good pick.
But
all of Guns N' Roses.
Like
all of Guns N' Roses, even after the whole fucking like breakdown and breakup and all that shit too, or
everything up to and before Chinese Democracy, because. We don't even know all that.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up listening to that, man. I agree. That's a good movie.
And then going back to what Renee was talking about with Bohemian Rhapsody, it was very convoluted, and there were talks about a sequel, and like don't know how the fuck they're gonna pull that off.
Freddie Mercury comes back from the dead to save Christmas.
I don't know. Anyway, that's all. That was just my quick. Question to you all.
Okay, cool. Oh, I guess I could probably say something. One thing that I might want, if I do want to see something, I probably want to see a Run DMC one.
Yes.
A Nirvana one.
Yeah, that works too.
I wonder what happens at the end.
Only love has pretty much it.
Yeah, did you
ever hear that bad joke or whatever? What was the color of Kurt Cobain's eyes when it happened?
No, I never heard that joke. No, say it real quick.
Yeah, they were blue. One blue this way, one blue that way.
real quick, another reason why I mentioned the biopic stuff is because I'm in the middle of reading Scar Tissue, the biopic of Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and it is wild.
Okay. I know, you told me a couple things, and I was like, Jesus Christ, really?
Yeah, and he's talking about how Sonny Bono let him sleep with Cher, and Cher used to babysit him when he was like a teenager. And how him and Flea used to hang out with River Phoenix, and how Flea was actually with River Phoenix the day he OD'd.
Yeah.
And, the whole book is wild, and it's a great read. I recommend it to anybody who likes Red Hot Chili Peppers or a big rock fan.
I can dig it. Fuck yeah. And, so I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week. Make sure you go to InnerCityGeeks.com where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We also have Yay Toys. Comics and some more, Manga Times, Anime World, as well as Good Games and a bunch of other random articles and shit, and as well as the Inner City Geeks Turntable, which the second episode will be up tomorrow. As of actually the day that this episode comes up. It'll be tomorrow. So Tuesday. So every other Tuesday, we get a new episode of...
You want to do a quick tease of what episode 2 is about?
Sure, Charlie. Let's do the teaser for what it is.
Real quick, episode 2 is my pick. My pick was Sponge, and the song was Plowed.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Not many people know Sponge. Well, at least I
heard... That's an old 90s band.
Yeah.
They're still out today.
Yeah.
Somehow.
They are still out, actually.
Okay. I'm done.
Okay. I guess that's a pretty... That's a decent...
I think, great.
Yeah, that was a decent tease. Yeah. Yeah, so make sure you guys keep an eye out on that. That will be on this same feed. Also, make sure you go to... at the bottom of innercitygeeks.com, there's a bunch of fucking links to shit. So you go to Amazon through there, and you can buy some shit on Amazon, and you get whatever you want, pretty much. And whatever you get, it'll kick us back just a wee bit. Just a little bit. Also on innercitygeeks.com, you could find a link to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a geek-friendly clothing company. So they have a bunch of shirts, hoodies, hats, pretty much just about anything that you would want to wear. They got some cool shit. They got a lot of cool designs, a lot of cool things. So at checkout, you could type in Inner City Geeks. And that will give you 15% off of your entire purchase. So make sure you check that out. And that's pretty much it. make sure you go follow us on the... Oh, no, wait. Before we follow us, listen to the show. Let people know that you can find us on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, and Spotify. And you can follow the show on the Facey Space at Inner City Geeks or faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks, Twitter at Inner City Geeks, Instagram at Inner City Geeks. You can find Charlie where?
You can find me on Twitter at RUPERTO2106.
Alex, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Deny, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram at Deny, D-I-N, period, Y, period, E-D.
Yes. And we can find Renee?
In my car at Tampa Airport. No. you can find everything I got connected is DarthBX, D-A-R-T-H-B-X, at DarthBX, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Yeah, don't take anything too personally or seriously if you do follow me.
That's a good way to think about it.
Did I say shit? I've gotten death threats, dude. Like,
really?
Yeah, man. People say shit really personally. Oh, I'm just like, chill.
Yeah, man.
Renee, the message told me that she says she hopes you feel better. she kept telling me, you know what?
Thank you. I'm feeling better now. It's just like, I'm at the end of it where I'm like sitting on ice and it's, I can feel it getting better, but it's such a pain in the ass, literally.
Literally.
Literally. Oh, <man. laughs>
And,
don't get old.
Yeah, don't get old. Also, you can see on the Instagrams and the Twitters at Mr. Dracal, MisterJackal. And before we leave, I like to leave the show with some music. And today's song is from a band that I've been following recently that I'm kind of really digging. It's a band called Concrete Dream. So they're a rap metal. So I guess they call it trap metal. And they're pretty fucking dope.
That's what that means?
Yeah.
Instead of new metal, it's trap metal.
Okay. Yeah. And they're from Jersey. They're really cool dudes. Bunch of Spanish dudes, actually. And fucking awesome. So the name of the song that I'm going to be playing on the episode is a song called Catch 22. Really good song. It's one of my favorite songs on the album, and it's also, I think they have a video out for it. So, yeah, check that shit out. So say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Later, guys.
Farewell.
New York, stay hydrated and stay cool. And suck it up.
Will do.
Until next time, folks.
Yes. And don't be a dick. But always.
Did you have to think about that for a second?
I did.
Damn heat.
And the geeks shall inherit the earth.
At age 13, I sold my soul for a Dutch. Half of these motherfuckers don't know pop that clutch. Motherfuckers wanna get a stage and feel that rush. We about that life, we in the mix, let's touch. We in the pit, we will commit, so what? But motherfuckers still won't get no love, no trust. Man, head up and see it through. Everybody's riding fam, so we're gone.